Texas triples razor wire barriers to stop illegal immigrants. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 517,900 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 46,000 criminal arrests, with more than 39,900 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 518 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden-Harris administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott, Texas triples razor wire border barriers. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott highlighted an article on X, formerly known as Twitter, that detailed Texas's ongoing efforts to install more miles of razor wire border barrier. Texas's historic border security efforts have decreased illegal crossings into the state by 85%, while it has increased in other border states like Arizona and California. Governor Abbott mentioned that Texas will expand our razor wire barriers even further to continue to deny illegal crossings into the state. Governor Abbott, Texas continues to expand Texas military base in Eagle Pass. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott shared photos on X of the Texas military base in Eagle Pass and noted that the state continues to expand the state-of-the-art facility that will house thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers stationed along the border. Governor Abbott, border wall construction ongoing in Val Verde County. On Tuesday, Governor Abbott showcased on X ongoing border wall construction in Val Verde County. Texas will continue to utilize every tool and strategy to defend our constitutional right to protect the border. Illegal immigrants arrested during 12-hour patrol shift ride along with Breitbart. Breitbart reporter Bob Price went on a ride along earlier this month with DPS trooper Jacqueline Gooding, who is stationed along the border. During Trooper Gooding's 12-hour patrol shift, she received an alert showing an illegal immigrant walking past a camera on a private ranch that had a criminal trespass warning. Trooper Gooding, Texas National Guard soldiers, and other law enforcement officers responded to the alert to locate a suspected group of 3 to 4 illegal immigrants. Operation Lone Star personnel used drone technology, DPS helicopters, and Border Patrol K-9 teams to locate the group of illegal immigrants. After searching the area for an hour, DPS troopers and other law enforcement officers apprehended 3 illegal immigrants. All 3 illegal immigrants were arrested and charged with criminal trespassing. Read more from the exclusive ride along here. Watch. DPS finds 11 illegal immigrants smuggled inside traffic cones in Webb County. A smuggler driving a Ford Traffic construction truck led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit on I-35 in Webb County. The driver, Israel Alexander Salas of Brownsville, eventually stopped and was arrested. In the bed of the truck, DPS troopers discovered 11 illegal immigrants concealed inside traffic cones. Salas is charged with 11 counts of smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury and evading arrest. All 11 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch, DPS discovers 7 illegal immigrants inside camper in Maverick County. A DPS trooper stopped a Chevy Silverado with a camper on US 57 in Maverick County earlier this week. During the traffic stop, the driver, Pedro Montes from Houston, denied consent to search the vehicle and camper. The DPS trooper then requested assistance from a Border Patrol K-9, and the K-9 alerted law enforcement officers to the camper. 7 illegal immigrants from Mexico were discovered inside the camper. DPS troopers also located a handgun inside the vehicle. Montez was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons with a firearm. All 7 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. DPS arrests money launderer in Brooks County. A DPS trooper stopped a commercial vehicle to conduct a safety inspection on US 281 in Brooks County. During the inspection, the driver, from Mexico, showed signs of deception, including a false logbook. Upon receiving verbal consent to search the vehicle, a DPS K-9 alerted troopers to an orange juice box containing nearly $300,000 under the sleeper berth. The driver was arrested and charged with money laundering. Texas National Guard drone teams turned back illegal crossers to Mexico. Earlier this week, a Texas National Guard drone team identified, tracked, and turned back 11 migrants who were attempting to cross illegally into Texas. When the group of illegal immigrants attempted to cross the Rio Grande River from Mexico, the drone team alerted DPS troopers and local law enforcement who helped turn them back across the river. Texas National Guard partners with DPS, law enforcement to stem illegal immigration. Specialist Blake Eschberger with Task Force East stationed in Hidalgo County outlines the critical work Texas National Guard soldiers working on Operation Lone Star do to assist law enforcement to secure the Texas-Mexico border. "We're at the border to deter," said SPC Eschberger. "But we're also calling it up over the radios and signal if we see 4 illegal immigrants crossing with a raft or a ladder. DPS will come over and apprehend them. Not everybody can say that they get to come out here and work with state troopers and Texas game wardens, and it's nice to come out here to work with them."